This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part two of the fifth message in our series from the book of Jonah. The series is called When God Pursues, and this particular message is when God sees a response. God acts when he sees a response from you and me spiritually. He really does. God responds to your response to him. That's the message all this week on Cross Hope. God bless you as you listen to part two. What I'd like to do today is to tell you the three evidences of what repentance is. And I'd like for you in your notes, those of you that take notes, just 1, 2, 3. Most of you have done that before, and that's pretty simple. Just write down 1, 2, 3. Three evidences in Jonah 3 about repentance. It starts in verse 3. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord. Finally, second chance, and went to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was a very important city. A visit required 3 days. On the first day, Jonah started into the city. He proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. I found out that word overturned in the Hebrew can mean turned inside out. You know, some of you are ahead of me. You know where I'm going with this. You know what I thought of about Nineveh being destroyed? I thought of the images that have been on the news every night. Israel and Gaza, and you see the buildings just collapsed. Not making any political statements about what's going on there. It's a horrible mess there. And I think of the buildings being destroyed. And God said, in 40 days, if you people don't repent, the city's going to be turned inside out, which I took to mean totally overthrown. And I want you to notice the first act of repentance is in verse 5, right at the beginning. The Ninevites believed God. Do you want to know what the first act of repentance is for a man in this room who's not walking in the way he should walk and a woman in this room who's not walking the way she should walk? You believe God. You believe God about your sin. You believe God about his love. You believe God about the cross. You believe God about forgiveness. That's the first step of repentance. Did you know Jesus said about himself in John 6? I think it's one of the most incredible statements Jesus ever made. People asked him, what's the work of God? What should we do? What are the things you do when you want to be in the right relationship with God? And you know what Jesus said? Believe in me. And I can just hear people saying, that's it? Yeah, believe in him. Belief is the first step toward a lot of things in your life. Believing is the first step in saving your marriage. Believing is this first step in restoring a relationship with their son or daughter. Believing in the power of God is at work in my situation. So the first thing you do when you repent, you believe God. The Ninevites believed God, and they declared a fast. Why did they do that? Well, it was a way that you could physically declare that you meant business, to go without food. And I want you to notice what the king did. He declared a fast where not even the animals could eat. Now, can you imagine they're wondering what's going on? They didn't need to repent. But they had to repent along with the people. And one commentator made an interesting comment. When the animals would be hungry, and some of you with a farming background will know what I'm talking about, those animals would be crying out, somebody bring us something, we're hungry. And it was as if the whole country was crying out to God in repentance. It was a symbolic thing that even they covered the animals with sackcloth as an act of repentance, which I find intriguing. So the first thing to repent, you believe God. But the second thing is in verse 8. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. There's a sense of urgency with repentance. Well, we'll continue this message from the third chapter of Jonah tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do know that our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.